a negative outlook and is way too critical, as her colleague had called it. It doesn't matter. She's not here for the music, and it's not very hard to ignore the band playing Taylor Swift in the wrong tempo when the ceiling lights make Lucas's shirts almost see-through. He has a glass of Prosecco in his left hand, and he has barely touched it. Although he is standing far away from her, which makes it impossible to hear what he says, she can see that he is really into the discussion he is having. He makes big gestures with his right hand and points to the art in the ceiling. He is talking to a middle-aged woman in boots and with her brown hair in a tight bun. If she says something funny, he will form his hand into a handgun and pretend to fire it her way. It is a fascinating gesture, almost lame, but when Lucas does it, it looks charming and attractive. The woman with the bun and the boots is probably the artist of the enormous pieces of fabric that hangs from the ceiling. The material is dyed in all the blue nuances of the ocean, and it looks like it falls slowly and calmly. It is beautiful and relaxing, which makes jazz music feel even more wrong. Lucas's tie is tied loosely around his neck, and it is evident that he had the theme of the art show in mind when he picked it out. But it is way too green, and Linda considers if she should go over to him and tell him later that night. That she could sneak up behind him and place her hand on his lower back. Not hard, but with enough force for him to feel her hand against his skin through his shirt. When he turns around, she will smile and say, "How nice of you to try to match the art. It's a shame it's the wrong nuance." They are the same height when Linda wears high heels, so she will be able to look him in the eyes without tilting her head. When he is not quite sure what to say, Lucas will blink twice with his long and magical eyelashes, like an animal or a child in a pageant. Linda will keep her hand there on his lower back until the spot where they almost touch becomes hotter than the rest of his body. But now she is standing 15 meters away from him, so all she can do is watch him, just as she has done since her internship started. It sucks that she has gotten herself into this situation. So completely blown away, longing for an older man with authority. But at least she is an intern, and she doesn't work there, so in theory, he isn't her boss. So it could be worse, she thinks. It definitely could be worse, because at least she is sure that he is interested in her too. They have touched each other 4 times since Linda started her internship. Their first touch was when Linda's mentor showed the lunchroom on her first day earlier that spring. The kitchen was lit up by the early morning light, and one of the big windows were wide open, but outside the air stood still, so the room was pleasantly warm. Linda remembers thinking it was a gorgeous lunchroom. Not that she had seen very many, but still. Big and open, with a kitchen island and more beautiful china than is needed or even appreciated at work. Lucas was standing by the coffee machine. She saw him from behind. He wore a dark green shirt with the sleeves rolled up, and his dark blonde and curly hair fell over his collar, smooth and full. "Lucas," said the mentor and cleared her throat. Strangely, you could tell in the way she cleared her throat that she had a tremendous amount of respect for Lucas. He was holding a half-empty cup of coffee, and the way that his big hand gripped the tiny handle of the cup almost looked absurd. The muscles showed clearly on his forearms. "This is Linda," the mentor said, and made a flowing movement with her arms Linda's way. "She is our intern for the graphic design department." First, she noticed his eyelashes. They framed his brown eyes like shadows. His eyes were soft in a way, inviting and open. They looked surreal in his otherwise chiseled face and as a contrast to his stubble that brought out his strong jawline even more. There was no denying that he was super hot.
"Oh, how fun. Hi,"
he said, and reached his hand out to her. His voice was dark but melodious. "Linda," Linda said, and shook it. The second time they touched, Linda came out of the toilet. Lucas was coming around the corner by the printing machines. There was no possible way she could have avoided the collision, and she almost bounced against him. For a second, she was embarrassed by his body, the heat from his chest, his scent, a discreet note of sweat and his perfume, dry and warm, sandalwood, vanilla, and birch.